In January, Sherelle Parker will be sworn in as Philadelphia's 100th mayor. Executives share their hopes and fears about a Parker administration with WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza.
Small business owner Brooke Smith says she's cautiously optimistic about Mayor-elect Parker.
We need a change, and this might be the change that we actually need as far as an overall shakeup of everything that's going on.
Smith teaches new parents how to care for their newborns and wants to see the city invest in young families and create better jobs. Philadelphia Economy League Director Jeff Hornstein says Parker could push the city forward, especially if the city spends more money with black and brown-owned businesses.
The mayor-elect has proven over and over again that she knows how to build coalitions across lines of difference to get hard things done. And that's really what we need right now. Like, Philly's in a good place in a lot of ways, right? Despite what voters think, the fundamentals here are pretty strong.
Hispanic Chamber leader Jennifer Rodriguez says that Parker's priorities are probably in the right place if she focuses on public safety, ease of business, and tax cuts.
If we want thriving communities, if we want entrepreneurship in black, brown, diverse, in all communities to really be healthy, then we need to pay attention and we need to address these very, very basic issues.
Parker will be sworn in as Philly's 100th mayor in January 2024. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.